Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your medical records, your psychological records will be turned over to the federal government. They will conduct tests on you. It turns a right into a privilege. Licensing and full federal registration introduced racing to the House of Representatives right now. Rahm Emanuel co-sponsor before he resigned to become the true president, as the New York Times said. He is the man basically running everything. Another bill to let Holder, who argued for the Supreme Court for total gun confiscation and bans, is now soon to be the AG. It's just incredible, and he will have the power in another bill to ban any guns he wants by the stroke of a pen. And they say in the bill they're going to move to ban. We mean turning these in. Any semi-automatics. It's in introduced legislation honchoed by the White House. Honchoed by the White House. Right now. It's happening right now. It's going on right now. Not next week, not next year. Not, I heard there's a plan. It's here. And what does that dovetail with? It dovetails with a report. Watson told me he'd be out earlier today, but I guess he's busy adding things to it. Part two to new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. And why is this so important? Why is this of the utmost importance? Because this shows us that we were right in predicting how they would roll these out. Oh, the economy's collapsing. We just magically just built these camps. And it's for when society breaks down and the army will merge with local police and local constabulary, and there'll be pastors and other non-governmental faith-based organizations and non-for-profits working in the camps. And we built all these FEMA camps. We want six major regional centers and then another sub-center in every 10 FEMA regions and all the 10 FEMA regions. And also we're going to have camps on national parks. And it's for the American people to live in. And we're going to take care of you. But, of course, you won't be armed there and you won't be able to leave. And, of course, there's curfews in many cities now, daytime for adults as well as children. But it's all for your safety. And we just love you. And just give us your guns. And oh, let the bankers have unlimited power. We need a banker bailout, too, where they can remove any U.S. power and give it to a private international bank. And we love you. And then, again, I see these articles every day, but I didn't get into this properly yesterday. The Wall Street Journal Market Watch comes out and says North American Union currency uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. The New World Order is upon us, full of hope, promise, and a fair amount of fear. Oh, the New World, and it goes on to say that we know we said this wasn't real, but it is. And then it goes on to say that the answer is for us to merge with Mexico and Canada, that will fix the economic crises. And out of this crisis, it will fix everything. See, oh, the dollar's dying. We have to merge with Canada and Mexico with a new currency. That will fix things. And, oh, you have to have troops on the streets. That will fix things. And, oh, you have to give up all your rights. That will fix things. And just do whatever we say, and we'll fix things that we engineered, the globalists say. And then there's comments on the Wall Street Journal saying, Gethard's a disciple of Kissinger's New World Order. Henry the K has been hawking over the New World Order over YouTube as of late. CNBC, Charlie Rose, talking about New World Order. And I love the fact that the comments, hundreds and hundreds of them, are seeing right through it, going, my God, they denied all of this. And now they're pushing world government and an American union like the EU. Next is the North American Union. There will be no border fence. Instead, there will be a limited access highway being built from Canada to Mexico right now. Check into the Trans-Texas Corridor. This is going to be owned by Centra. And by the way, I just talked yesterday to one of my employees whose wife works in transportation, and they were in the meeting, closed-door meeting, openly saying, we've just changed the name of the Trans-Texas Corridor to this, but don't let the public know. Deceptive little creatures. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, you talk to Vicente Fox, he would always admit it. Yes, we are setting up a new world order. Yes, we're setting up an American Union. What's wrong with that? And then we say, we don't want it. They go, doesn't exist. Ugh.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have been hijacked by Wall Street. The International Crime Syndicate has taken over the United States illegitimately through fraud. They put in electronic crime machines, voting machines to steal most elections. They know the public's getting wise to it. They have to maintain control of the government and the public to be able to carry out their current crimes, cover up their past crimes, and carry out future crimes. That's how tyranny works. It either takes over and explodes and never stops, or it's defeated. No amount of baloney, no amount of brainwashing will change that. No amount of government disinformation will change that. We are in classical tyranny, all around us. Jordan Maxwell's coming up. I know we have loaded phones. We're going to get to some calls and some economic news as well, and more on legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. You learned so much from this bill. But before we do that, I want to just say that the show, again, is possible because of our great sponsors like SurvivalSeedBank.com. Their number is 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, for pilgrims, for example, when seeds have the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN storing seeds. Globalists on every stripe are storing seeds all over the world for control of power while restricting their sale, buying up companies no longer selling the heirloom seeds that are non-hybrid or GMO. Solutions from science, trying to get out seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. SurvivalSeedBank.com. or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, to get your hands on these heirloom seeds, thousands of them. Great prices. Also, another sponsor that makes this transmission possible, speaking of food, is eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group. And they have the great three-day responder for, what, $21? 3 days of food for one person. It's a great sampler to see how much quality is in the food. It's a great little tester for you to get. I suggest you buy a year supply, 2 year supply from them. But regardless, get a boogie pack, good for a month for one person, very inexpensive. Or get the 3 day boogie pack, the 3 day responder. The letter E, foodsdirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. I mean, people are insane if they don't get guns, gold, silver, seeds, a piece of real property to run to. And then you just hope the cops don't come to gun confiscate. I mean, it's going to break down into this. They're going to give us no quarter. They are phony warriors. They want to feed on the public. They've been trained to hate us, and they've been brainwashed to follow any order they're given, to taser children. And I'm not saying all the police, but the commanders, I mean, they're confiscating guns. Blagojevich ordered the National Guard to confiscate guns all over Illinois. They have a speech about it. It happened in New Orleans. They're giving us no quarter, ladies and gentlemen. They follow orders. They've been asking Marines and Army for decades when they fire on Americans. All those that said yes got promoted. Those that said no, 70-plus percent, got sent overseas and got a special vaccine injection. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Oh, you know, people say, oh, Alex, don't be so negative. Hey, I'm sorry. Reality is reality. And only by realizing just how horrible and out of control and crisis level it is, we've been slowly conditioned to accept all this. Slowly conditioned to go along with the New World Order. Slowly conditioned to accept all this tyranny. The time has come, the time is now, my friends, to really understand consciously, that I've hit you in the brain and subconsciously and in your gut and your spirit, to understand this is the real deal. They are going for broke. Now, if we scream bloody murder, go nuts, go crazy, warn everybody, folks aren't going to laugh now. They're going, yeah, you're right. The public is ready to awaken because we're finally here. Thank God patriots warned for decades. Thank God they warned and saw the bills and the documents and the creeping fascism and the corruption and everything. Thank God we've exposed and discredited these people. But they don't care. They're still going. They're still moving on us. But the public is ready to hear. The public is ready to understand. They're going to put us into a controlled economic implosion by design. They're going to pose as the saviors. They're going to have controlled riots. They're going to try to sell us on all of this, and we've got to be there every step of the way, pointing out police have been caught all over the world, including Greece, England, the United States, Canada, Denver last year, staging attacks on other police as a pretext to attack peaceful crowds. They are going to do this, the microwave guns, the sound cannons, the FEMA camps. They are going to police, please be with the people. But see, the feds know. Governors are going to flip against the feds. Governors are going to say, we're not going along with the feds. That's why under PDD 51, they say they'll remove governors, put in troops. They are ready. NORTHCOM is ready. It is not even a treasonous organization. Now, here's a news story just out 2 days ago, WorldNet Daily. Congress plan would let AG ban guns at will. Second Amendment critics are ready to run wild. We reported that back on January 7th, and I believe that says the 26th. Oh, that's the 16th, so they reported on the 16th. I'm looking at it across the room on the TV. So there you have it. People didn't believe it when Kurt wrote an article, posted it first. I guess they believe it when WorldNet Daily reports it. Good. Just believe it. Go read the bill. It's happening. All right, Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio coming up, and we'll be taking your phone calls for all those that are patiently holding at 800-259-9231. But for the next 5 minutes, gold has now been up above 900 for the last 3 days. It's gone up, $5 today? It was $810 an ounce 2 weeks ago. Ted Anderson is about to run out of gold at the 830 level. He bought gold at 830. He can pass on those savings to you. He's run out of most of his silver. Everybody else, I mean, literally 90-something percent of the gold shops and even big dealers are out. Or they're huge premiums. Not with Ted Anderson. This is the best deal out there I have found, and he's got it in stock ready to ship to you. Ted Anderson joining us from Minnesota at the headquarters of Midas Resources and the GCN Network. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Alex.
Ted, what do you think of the Wall Street Journal coming out and saying, yeah, the world government's real. We know you people told you that was kooky, but actually it's real. They say this. It's a good thing. We need it. Only the Amero will save us. Again, we've been completely right.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is at least it's coming to mainstream right now. Hopefully we've woken up enough people to understand that it's not a good thing. And this is just more of the same or even more control, less liberty. And the United States citizens are going to get cooked on this one. I hope they understand that. I mean, if there's anything else that we've done doing this network and your efforts and all the videos that you put out and the news and everything you do every day on the radio, I hope to God that people are getting the message out that this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing to enter into a world market. We're going to end up paying world taxes. It's, you know, we're going to end up answering to some foreigner that tell us whether or not we can have a good economy or a bad economy. It is just us surrendering to an elite group, and it just burns me up, man. Makes my blood boil. I know you got little kids. My kids are getting to the point where they're going to get married and have little kids, and I just don't want to leave that kind of future for the generations to come. It just absolutely makes my heart sink. When I see this, I mean, how could we let our nation go this direction?
Well, Ted, it is the worst possible nightmare. I mean, literally Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China. It is the worst attack configuration, the worst signature, the worst combination of tyranny. They're really doing it, and it's just the bravado, the chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. It's just light years worse than we can even... With all the knowledge and integrated information, it just would take 20 volumes to put all of our studies, and we know how they operate and how sneaky they are. And why would federal agents want to be part of this? Why would cops want to be part of this? Well, because they're incrementally introduced to different phases. They are incrementally eased into this just like the public. They're more brainwashed and put through more training than the public is.
Well,
go ahead, Tim.
All I can say is that we got to go into hyperspeed overdrive to fight this thing. There's no question about it. We have to get out to every single individual possible to get them the information about how this thing comes into existence, what's happening monetarily, and also, you know, politically in the United States right now. Everybody wants answers. They think they're getting it. My gosh, they're almost 80% polled thought that it would be a good idea to have this next bailout. I mean, why? Just because Barack Obama's saying it now rather than George Bush makes it a good idea? I mean, we're supposed to have change here. We're getting the same thing. It's getting fed
right.
by another
Well,
speaker.
Look, it's psychological warfare. People know the first bailout was for the bankers, so they want theirs. They don't know it's federal control, strings attached, that it's tax money. And, 99% in every major poll, 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the last banker takeover. This one, because Obama's for it, 75-80% depending on the poll, and now he says bailout two, that's it. They've already given dictatorial power to the Fed. Now it's going to be rolled in, Wall Street Journal, into a new global government bank that will run the United States. The end, the total end, not incremental, the total end by high treason. Tim, we've only got a minute and a half left. Give them today's gold offer.
Well, I'm still offering the stuff from 8:30. I've got that around still. The francs I have at 214. The British sovereigns are at 263. I'll give you an idea. Right now, shopping for the francs, I have to charge 227 for that coin, and the British sovereigns at 277. Now, I got to tell you a little secret. Gold took a little dip here recently, about $17 less than it is today, because it's up that much right now, and I bought a whole bunch of stuff at that level, and that's going to allow me offer another special, but not this good, because this stuff was down at 8:30 and I was able to buy it about 8:70 on this last dip. Now we've got gold coming back up again, for guess why? Because the Federal Reserve System right now is talking about contemplating actually buying U.S. government treasuries to lower the interest rates to make it easier to get into a mortgage at lower interest. Well,
they always lie. They'll say they'll do that and just give themselves credit, not the people. 800-686-2222. How long can you hold this deal?
I'm going to hold this till tonight, and it depends upon how many people buy it. I mean, I got to tell you, the phones are going to ring it off the hook. because gold's over 900, silver's up too.
So you're going to run out. People need to call now. 800-686-2237. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Transmission continues.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You hear I'm coming for your guns? Knocking on your door? We're here for your possession of illegal firearms. All the semi-autos will be banned. Everyone else will be registered. Anybody with any psychological thing in their life, you have a car wreck, they say, oh, I'm giving you a prescription at the hospital for Prozac. You've got post-traumatic. You don't really. No more Second Amendment. This will dwarf the 68 Gun Control Act, everything. This is Chicago, big city crime machine. They like their slaves disarmed so they can then have their mafia police feed on the slaves. Like every day, I watch. Call them all suckers. Kurt Nemo is in studio with us, visiting for the week. Yeah, you're not going to find me being a sucker going for the scam. What about you?
No way.
You know 9/11 is an inside job. Kurt, we're going to go to you, my friend, in a moment. I wanted to finish up with Ted Anderson, who just went live at prisonplanet.tv. Ted Anderson, bottom line, you are selling gold at the price of the market at, what, $75, $80 less than what it should be priced at per ounce. And that's just the bottom line, because you buy it when it's low and you sell it when it's low and when it's high. So folks can move on this now and get an incredible deal, 800-686-2237. Did you ever think you'd see the Wall Street Journal Market Watch saying, world government's good, we need a world government, and we need to have a North American Union, only it will save us? You know, 2 years ago it was in the secret SPP documents, they were going to say, use a crisis to get it. Now here are the bastards doing it, Ted.
They're just doing it right out. I mean, that's just the thing. It is surprising to see it as blatant as it is in one sense, but then in the other sense, if you just looked underneath, if you could have half the sense to read between the lines of what was being published out there, you could see it there too. They've just gotten to the point now where people are so dumbed down that they look at this and they say, hail to Obama, let's do this. I mean, come on.
The whole New World Order agenda is stalled. Everybody hates Bush. The hatred of Bush translates into Obama, who's their man. And so suddenly, okay, we didn't like it when Bush was doing it, but we love it when you're doing it. And the whole agenda, and as we said in these first 6 months, is the key, is just surging. Gun control, open borders, more wars, increase in troops in the Middle East and Central Asia, just total tyranny, openly announcing world government, saying it'll save you, and Obama's new banker bailout is to set up this new world government bank that will tax us. Folks, give Ted's brokers a call. Protect yourselves today. They're going to steal your 401ks, your bank accounts. They're doing it through inflation. Protect yourselves, 800-686-2237. Ted, good talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Kurt Nemo, in studio here in Austin, Texas, with us, visiting from where he works and runs Infowars.com for us. A lot of folks, we have our contractors here, but Kurt is actually an employee of Infowars.com, and I saw the great work he was doing for years and got him on the team now about a year and a half ago. And it's good to have Kurt Nemo here with us, a great guy that redesigned Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt, this is a short segment. We're coming back in a long one, but that first question, we always talked about the jump point when they finally went with the camps and the gun control and the open borders and the world banking. And we had all their documents. We knew what it would be. Now it's emerged. What is the public going to do? Are they going to just be hypnotized by Obama and walk right into the New World Order?
Well, I think most of the public's oblivious. They don't have any clue what's going on. They don't pay attention to any of this stuff.
Or they remember the old propaganda that it didn't exist. And so they're kind of like Robbie the Robot. You go, well, here's the Wall Street Journal and New York Times saying world government's good, and they're doing it. They go, cannot compute, smoke starts coming out. It does not exist, but they say it does. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. They're plugged into CNN and Fox News, and they don't talk about any of this stuff there. So what do they know? Unless they listen to Alex Jones or read stuff on the web, they don't know anything about this stuff.
What about, is the FBI going to apologize for all those training manuals for police saying if you talk about a new world order or a world government, you're a terrorist?
No, absolutely not. The FBI doesn't apologize for anything.
So they'll just, we're going to have world government, but if you say you don't like it, I guess you're a terrorist.
But it won't be billed as world government. It'll be billed, it's like these camps are coming up with. They're billed as, just in case there's another Katrina or a natural disaster or a bio attack or whatever, it's for your own good.
But then when you read with the Army saying they're admitting it's for the American people.
Right.
But, of course, it does have a dual use for emergencies, but suddenly they're building them everywhere.
But it's billed as for your safety. It's billed for, if something happens, if there's a bio attack or a hurricane, you go to the camp. Read the bill. It says there'll be facilities, humanitarian facilities,
and other facilities for other purposes.
Right.
And the local police will be there, and the local pastors that we told everybody were secretly training with them. Yep. They'll be there. Oh, it's of the Lord.
Yeah, precisely.
Pat Roberts is going, nothing can stop Obama. He is of the Lord. Socialism is good. And they're going, yes, of the Lord.
They're cranking it up. Like you said, the next 6 months, they're going to try to push all this stuff through. And once it's there.
Well, all the preparations, Kurt, we're finally here. We're finally alive during the time of them defecating all over us. It's here.
It's one way to put
I'm
it.
I'm sorry to be gross, but the New World Order hind end just popped out above us. And, you know, and then they're going, here comes your freedom. Kurt, stay there.
Okay.
We're going to come back in a long segment. By the way, I like that hat you're wearing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Kurt Nimmo, live and in the flesh, his second visit to the InfoWars Command Center. You know, I am freaked out by all the massive attacks on the Second Amendment, the FEMA camps and all being announced to the slaves, meaning they're getting ready to potentially use it if they can sell the slaves on it. Will the people not be slaves? Will they say no? Will they fight back against it in the InfoWar? Kurt, what do you think of the new digs here, the new office?
Wonderful. Excellent facility you got here.
Got a lot more going on. We're turning the heat up. You see us doing interviews, bringing folks in. We're beefing it up right now.
The heat's not up in here, though.
No. Do you like how I keep the studio?
I have a freezer in here.
Well, I like it cold. And, you know, I used to have to boil in the other office because the AC didn't really work well in that little studio. So now it's the opposite. I'm like a haunted house in this office. It's hot in one room and cold in another. Kurt, there's a lot to talk about with you. We got Jordan Maxwell coming up, but of all the things going on, what's most important to you right now that's happening? I mean, I have a positive view, even though things are negative, because now that they're openly announcing world government, saying it's the only thing that will save you, because they are actually announcing it in a lot of publications. Oh, it did exist, but it's for your own good. I don't know if the establishment realizes how many people we warned who then laughed at us who are now going, whoa, you were right. I don't, or maybe they do. They're just so arrogant.
Yeah, the most important thing for me is the economy. The engineered implosion of the economy is what's really front and center for me. I mean, everything else is secondary to facilitate this destruction of the American economy, the global economy.
Yeah, that's going to be their organized, controlled crises. They use terror, they use wars, they use controlled implosions.
Right, right. And they're trying to sell this, you know, this camp situation as, you know, like they did with Rex 84, you know, illegal aliens and whatnot. But it's for the American people. It's not for an influx of Mexicans coming across the border.
Well, again, the Army admits that. They're over here in the Army War College saying we're preparing to engage the American people and put them in detention centers. And all of the urban warfare footage I've taped, they're admitting it's for America. They're practicing putting Americans in camps.
But they're not billing it as a camps for detention, though. They're billing it as a humanitarian response to some kind of crisis, which will probably be the economy.
You know, I've never played this on TV. I've played the audio, but now that we're at TV, guys, go to YouTube and type in martial law. And you'll see a bunch of my videos, but you'll also see a bunch of local newscasts. Punch it up, and I'll show you which one it is. Scroll down. Keep scrolling down. I'm trying to find the one. Here it is. No, that's a town where they have martial law 24 hours a day. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll find it during the break. The point is, I have these newscasts where locally they admit they're preparing to engage the American people. And there's one I particularly want to play. But
again, you don't hear this on corporate news. You don't hear that this is for detention, per se.
Well, keep fleshing this out, Kurt Nemo. How do you see things unfolding? On the good side, how could this go? Or on the bad side, how do you see it going?
Well, I don't really see any difference in the Bush administration. This is a continual thing that's going to go on. This is the same globalist agenda. It's not going to change. The only difference is we got a new front guy, you know, and he's much more, savvy, and he can read the teleprompters better, and it's the same agenda. Same agenda under Clinton, same agenda under Bush Sr. So it's just a continuation of the same agenda.
I agree. Continue.
And so I think that Obama is probably going to have to. You know what really is really interesting is this, when you had Wayne Manson on and he was talking about Rahm Emanuel, who's apparently the real president, cracking his knuckles in Obama's ear. So you take a look at this guy and you see the real face of the global elite, because he's a front man. He's a former investor, Wall Street investor. And I think that Obama's, you know, the sheen that he has, the urbane sheen of him will start to slip away when we see these other faces appearing. And that's what Rahm Emanuel is. He's the real voice back there.
Yeah, in front of the congressional delegation, cracking his knuckles, and Obama says, please stop that. It bothers me. And he gets up in front of everybody, in front of the congressional leadership, and goes, right in his ears. Oh, yeah? I rule you. I'm in control.
He's a pit bull. He's a sociopath.
Well, this is a guy, again, in 96 when Clinton won at the victory dinner in front of everybody with a knife going, our enemies. And he'd say their name for like 5 minutes and die, die, die. You can't make this stuff up, Kurt.
Well, look who his father was. His father was a terrorist in Israel. You know, an ear gun terrorist. So I guess the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the new chief of staff of the White House, father was one of the leaders in the Mossad and the Irgun terrorists. Explain what they did.
Irgun terrorists was supposedly a Israeli defense force prior to the establishment of the State of Israel. Basically what they did is they attacked the British, they attacked their Arab enemies, and they engaged in terrorism, classic terrorism, blowing up hotels, killing people, and that's basically where his father came from. His father made the comment about, you know, about the Arabs cleaning the floor in the White House. I forget what the exact quote was, but this is the mentality. This is the mentality his son has. We have enemies, you know, and so we stab the knife in the table, and it's just an attitude. And that's the attitude that's behind Barack Obama. He's just the front man.
You know, this is driving me crazy. There's this particular video out of Georgia with the police playing the part of Americans and the armies there putting them in a camp. And I've always, I play the audio many times on there. I'm trying to find it on YouTube and can't. I can't remember the exact headline. It doesn't matter. What I do want to play, though, is, guys, because I said I'd do it, pull up some of those local activist videos and put them on screen where FEMA took over one part of the old shopping mall and said it was for hurricane that was coming, but at the same time, it's still there. And that's what they do. They move in for something like that, and then they admit there's going to be all these federal centers everywhere nexusing in with the police and then with the clergy response teams. And then we have the newscast there where they admit the clergy response teams are training for people to stand down under martial law. Remember those clips yesterday we never actually played, guys? One was the clergy response teams, martial law, and then the other was here in Austin. Okay, play the Highland Mall one and then pull up the one you had yesterday that we didn't get to.
So the clergy will be there to placate people, correct?
We got a FEMA RV thing right over here.
I don't think that's a safety. I think it's
a security guard. Yeah, but why is a FEMA RV parked in front of the mall?
In front of the mall? In front of the closed part of the mall.
That's real weird.
Dude, look, it's the Department of Homeland Security.
It's the Department of Homeland Security parked in front of the mall?
In front of that closed part, though.
Okay, that's the first video. Go to the next video, and show me the title of these so I can plug them. FEMA Homeland Security, Secret Ops in Highland Mall, Austin, Texas. Okay, now this is them talking to the police. I mean, it's right here, guys. You guys are typing it in. It's the video right to the right of it right there. See, right there to the right? That's the video right there. Yeah, there you go.
I just want to know. I want to know what y'all are doing here.
Step outside.
Will you tell me what's going on?
I will be more than happy as soon as you step outside.
Sure.
Is there a reason you're doing that?
We just saw the FEMA camera. I thought y'all were part of the. Is there some sort of emergency or what's going on?
The mall had already been shut down. Or not the mall. The store had already been shut down. But
is there some reason why FEMA's here?
In case Ike hits.
Ike?
Dude, you're just a security guard. I'm a security guard.
I'm sorry. We're part of an organization that is just making sure everybody understands what's going on.
See how secretive and angry they're asking? But the point is, I went over there and they told me to get away. I was inside them, all these wires and TV sets running in, and they had other events with kids in front of big screens being thumbprinted and face scanned to go in a database for their safety. But it's still there, and they're building them. But, I mean, here they are admitting they're building them for the American people, not just for emergencies.
So what was this, like a beta test for? I don't understand what they were doing.
They just use any excuse they can to come over and take over spaces. And they're putting little mini FEMA centers just all over the nation. They're building little FEMA camps for emergencies everywhere, and they have little stockades. You've seen my police state films.
Right.
Here's the local newscast piece. Pastors for martial law, continuity of government. Now the original video of this probably has, a couple hundred thousand views. I've seen it. We're playing some new posting of it. I don't know how good the audio is on this piece. You always want to find one that has a higher hit view. That means it's older, so that it has a. But so what? Just go ahead and play it.
Become a reality in America. Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory.
It cut her off. You got to find the other older versions. It hasn't fully say martial law. See, that's the problem with a 50th generation video. Just type clergy response teams in, and then I'll control it from here. Because I just want to show people how to do this and go how to find this stuff. Clergy response teams, play it. Okay, feds train clergy response teams to quell dissent. And then that's this video mixed with my videos. Let me find the newscast here. I need to look at it for hit counts. This doesn't make any sense. And of course, this mouse doesn't work properly in here in my office. I need a new mouse or something. It's wireless into the other room. There I am on San Antonio TV talking about it. Clergy response teams. We'll go ahead and play this one. For folks that are out there listening, it was just the audio.
Will ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. NSK SLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston. Did you hear that? Their biggest problem, us. That's what the Army says, engaging the American people. And they say it's of the Lord, Romans 13, we're prepared. And you read the actual FEMA documents, forced inoculations, gun confiscation, it's all in there.
This famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
I had him on.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself. Specifically...
Now, what is the law? There's no Constitution, no Bill of Rights. You're going to a FEMA camp. We're taking your guns. And then the preachers are like, we help deal with it here in Katrina. So, I mean, you know, they did it. And remember, this didn't exist when we broke this a year and a half before this. We have the secret documents. 10 times worse than this.
Well, the newscast is misleading. She said that the Posse Comitatus Act has been repealed or no longer in effect. That's not true.
Well, they blew holes in it. You could drive a Death Star through.
But it has not officially been repealed. They just enacted through executive orders.
Fiat,
right. Through fiat.
That's freedom. It's freedom. You know, I had that big lawyer on yesterday, and he said, yes, arguing with police is a terrorist act now, punishable by 20 years in prison. That's in the Patriot Act. Just talking. Isn't it? I mean, did they
go,
that's America. It's how we keep you safe. I mean, it's disgusting. Hey, cops, you think a corrupt system like this is going to let you have your pension funds? This is the world you want your children living in. I guess I do, fight Al-Qaeda. And then overnight, they swing the whole thing on, the whole apparatus against the people.
Romans 13.
Oh.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
Oh, 8 different camps, Kurt.
Once again, misleading. He said, depending on how long it lasts. Well, tyranny lasts forever. It doesn't get...
Well, that's what they're saying. Just let us do what we want now, and then things will be okay later. That isn't how it works.
It's not how it works. Historically, it's not how it works.
Well, Hitler used the clergy. Stalin did. So did Mao. There was approved churches. It was just ones that weren't approved they went after. And Romans 13 doesn't say that. I mean, I guess Hitler was good then. Stalin, Mao, we shouldn't have fought King George III.
Right. Well, you have to read that scripture in the context of the rest of the Bible. I mean, it's just they take it out, stick it out there, and say this is the government is of the Lord, and whatever the government does is kosher. It's not true.
All governments are of the Lord.
I mean, Christ, what did he do? He fought against the established order in Palestine. You know, so.
What did all the other disciples do? Most of them got killed.
Right.
They were all crucified. They were in prison. I mean, because they did what they said. I mean, can you imagine the Apostle Paul running around with the clergy response teams going, do what the Romans say. You know, worship whatever they, go to the FEMA camps or any of them.
Right. Well, I mean, once again, it just shows they can get away with this because people are ignorant. They do not know history. They do not even know the Bible, per se. They just buy this, and these local, and they look towards television to give them the news, and they believe whatever whatever's told on television.
There's at least 26,000 of these preachers. They're under secret contract to brainwash you beforehand and then after. And I'm telling you, folks, if your preacher's going, Romans 13 of the Lord, firearms are not good, go to emergency centers when it's needed. We've got all these TV preachers saying it after this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, they're reading a script. In fact, people have done videos of preacher after preacher saying the same thing. That crisis is coming. Do what the government says. You may have to go to emergency centers. I mean, how creepy is this, Kurt? This is like a nightmare science fiction novel about some dystopia takeover of America.
That's George Orwell in slow motion. Leading up to total tyranny.
Kurt, why don't you just support Homeland Security and let the foreign bankers take over and turn your guns in, Kurt? I mean, come on. The government wants to help you. They're not run by Madoffs. They're run by good people that want to help you.
Right.
So the Lord, that's what the scripture teaches. Why don't you repent and worship government? Kneel down right now before Obama.
Messiah Obama.
It's of the Lord. Kurt, we're worried about your soul right now.
It's unbelievable that people buy this.
Kurt, you need to turn your children over to the government. In the FEMA training manuals, the preachers are there to go, ma'am, let them take your child now. Now, ma'am, the Lord says, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call AcolaBlue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit AcolaBlue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By the way, I am going to not be doing the radio show tomorrow. Bob Dacey will be here. We've got Max Kaiser and some other big guests on with him. And Kurt Nemo, while he's here in town, she'll have a good discussion. Fourth hour, he'll be in studio on PrisonPlanet.tv with Bob Dacey. Remember Jim Jones said, drink the Kool-Aid with the arsenic. He was the government in that little community. And he said, it's of the Lord. The Lord. I mean, I just can't get over them going, it's of the Lord to go to the FEMA camp, Kurt.
These people don't know what the Lord is. I mean, they're... It's amazing. It really is amazing. The depth of brainwashing at a societal level.
Kurt, I want to go to some phone calls from Neil, Maggie, Paul, Ronnie, Wilson, and others. But anything else you want to add before we go to those calls?
Well, let's go to the calls.
Let's go to Neil in South Dakota. Neil, you need to worship all governments, including Ahmadinejad. It's of the Lord.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Hey, how are you? Say, I'm actually got a question about the gun control stuff you were talking about earlier.
Yes, sir. The victim disarmament, yes.
Yes, exactly. You had mentioned that they're not getting my semi-auto. I'm not going to go for fingerprinting, et cetera. And as I recall, I apologize, I'm a little bit nervous here. You mentioned that they're not going to get that stuff from you. But as I recall, you've got some young kids. So how do you reconcile the fact that you've got to take care of your kids and yet, make a shot or take them to a camp trying to resist?
Just Australia where they disarm the people so they can start stealing their land. They kill the real Crocodile Dundee. Like 10 years ago, he wouldn't turn his guns in. This is a hardcore tyranny. So if they get the guns, they're taking you to the camp anyways. And so I'm always somebody who's calling against violence. It's not a radical statement, though, to say that they're taking people to camps and forcibly taking them. That's tyranny. And it's the natural law. This is the illegitimate government run by foreign bankers. And all I'm saying, and we as a people need to say, no, you're criminal. No, if they do pass these illegal laws, we need to turn out, protest, call Congress, and... can you imagine when they do it, everybody lining up, turning them in, the images of that on the news, there's going to be shootouts, they're going to make examples of people, kill people in their houses, and go, well, it's the law, SWAT team guys on the news going, good job, Red Leaders, you did a great job, just watch me shoot him 10 times, I know, I'm such a man. I mean, that's where it's going, and if they succeed, the country's dead. The guns are the final insurance policy, and they're coming for them. But let's stop the legislation now. Kurt?
Well, what is there, 86 million guns in this country?
Oh, no, there's 150 million gun owners on average owning two guns. So there's more than 300 million guns, and that's what's known. That's what the government says there is.
So this whole plan will have to depend on people actually willingly turning in their guns.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The bills are all introduced toward to ban all semi-autos, to make you go get a federal register, federal license, making a right of privilege. A license is to do something that would be illegal, they're doing it, and it's happening, and psychological testing and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember during the debates for the vice president's Biden, the guy on the YouTube, who was a YouTube reporter for CNN, they got citizen reporter, said, here's my AR-15, this is my baby, you're not going to take it, are you? And he said, yes, I'm going to take that gun. You're mentally ill for wanting to have that. See, it's mentally ill to them, but it's not, to see a slave with a gun, because that's not a slave. It's very upsetting. They were all like, oh, man, God, I can't wait to disarm that wild human. I can't wait to have him under my control. And he's just like, yes, you're mentally ill, and you wouldn't be able to own a gun.
Well, that's part of the process.
Wanting a gun is mentally ill. It's in the bill.
Right, right. And that's part of the process. Is
45, H.R. 45.
Is brainwashing people into thinking that owning a firearm is mental illness.
Hey, Alec.
Yes, sir.
I can jump in real quick here and just make sure I stated my question properly. As someone, as a father who has young children, say, personalizing this in your case, how do you reconcile the fact that you got to take care of your kids and yet they're coming to take away your guns and stuff like that, and you want to protect your kids, and yet you can't really give up your guns?
Look, it's real simple. These bastards want our guns to make us slaves. I'm going to protect my family, and I'm not giving them my guns. Like they say, come and take it in Gonzales, Texas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.